Welcome to another episode of Sorts from the Sofa podcast. I'm Rome. We got Jason and Aaron in studio tonight, recording from their respective places. Recording after Thursday Night Football, a really good game, probably one of the better ones of the season. I didn't watch the other one because I was half asleep. Let's be honest. If you guys caught that episode, I missed the whole thing against Atlanta Falcons and the Bucks, game one of that 2-game series. But this one was exciting. Unfortunately, both these quarterbacks are in my division with the Steelers, so it's kind of rough, but I do generally like Lamar Jackson, wish him the best, and then I'm a big fan of Joe Burrow, haven't been really shy about that, and kind of bullish on them still making the playoffs, but you guys knocked them out 2 weeks ago, said it was not happening when we crossed off teams. It was Jets and the Bengals, and we knocked off a whole bunch of other teams, but then they won. They still look good. They can score. Burrow's playing great. I still think Taylor might be low-key on the hot seat right now. I think they should fire him at the end of the season. Burrow's the only elite quarterback without a good coach, if you break it down.
I mean, he did get to a Super Bowl in a AFC Conference Championship game.
Yeah.
To say he's a bad coach or
not a lot of people that's... Not a lot of people have done that, Rome.
No.
I don't think he's good.
He doesn't think he's good, but we get a text from Rome halfway through this game on how wrong Aaron and I were about pronouncing the Bengals dead a couple weeks ago, and they end up losing.
But you I still don't think they're dead.
You don't think they're dead, but you also think their coach isn't good.
Yeah, no. I think he has,
so if they come back from this, the coach should be really good then.
No, I still think they should fire him.
So they're winning in spite of Zach Taylor is what you're saying.
Yeah, they got Joe Burrow. Without Joe Burrow, they're not winning at all.
I would argue they're not winning without Chase. Had an all-time fantasy night tonight.
That was a great night. Who gave it to him? Who laid those balls in his hands softly, like supple little gifts of God?
You do got to get open so the balls can get thrown in there softly. There's a lot of components.
Some of those throws are pretty tight, man. Those are pretty tight. Your Rodgers couldn't get it in. Anyways, tough game.
I don't know, man. He hit his boy Adams to finish that game off last week after missing him on one. So
it took 8 weeks, but yeah, you know. After all the criticism, though, for all these teams on the road for tying up the game, going to overtime, Aaron, you've been pretty vocal about that. We talked about it. Finally, we had someone on the road, on the ropes. They score a touchdown to tie it back up, or they could have tied it back up, right? Kick the field goal to send it to overtime, but they go for two, unsuccessful, and that's the game. Otherwise, it was a fun shootout. Two games with those two teams this year. They scored, 150 points or pretty close to it. So really tough loss for the Bengals. Now they are, 3-6?
4-6.
And
with the Chargers coming up.
With the Chargers coming in. Yeah. Another tough defense. And now the Ravens are 7-3, sitting atop of that division with the Steelers. Comments?
Yeah. I mean, going back to going for the 2-point conversion, I agree. Baltimore scored on 4 straight possessions there, and Cincinnati wasn't going to stop them. Obviously, you know, I thought the Ravens came out to start the game kind of lifeless. They didn't have any energy.
Yeah.
You know, they looked great on Sunday against the Broncos, dropped 41 on them, scored 7 straight possessions. This game, they seemed flat, and Cincinnati was in control 21-7 until Brown, you know, fumbled at his own 35-yard line. Ravens capitalized on that, scored right away.
Really quick, yeah.
Got a 3-and-out, and then, you know, lazy defense leads to a Wallace, you know, 84-yard TD grab down the sideline.
Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't happen.
No.
Tucker, they missed extra point. You don't see that. That was his 7th missed extra point out of, like, almost 600 attempts, so that was rare. Maybe it seemed like the Bengals were going to get the game. But, I mean, for me, the Bengals, every game this year seems like a shootout. You know, their defense has let him down more times than not. I mean, I'm curious. I might have to look it up. How many times somebody's dropped 30 plus points on him in 10 games this year? I want to say at least 6 times they've had 30 plus points dropped on him. And the highest scoring game of the year was against the Ravens.
They've had 5.
5?
5.
Yeah, so 5 and then obviously 26 to the
Chiefs.
Chiefs at that one point, and then 21. No. Yeah. So the Chiefs game was probably the next one up at that. So,
in the Chiefs, outside of this game coming up, this first time I think they scored 30 points all year against when they scored 30 against the Buccaneers. So, for me, yeah, the Bengals, their defense isn't what it used to be. That's where they're really struggling. Offensively, they're pinning up big numbers. You know, big Burrow time. With 428 yards, Jamar Chase 264. They're out their number 2, T. Higgins.
Amazing.
But I think for me, Cincinnati not having that running game, Joe Mixon, we haven't really brought him up. You know, he went to Houston. That's helped them out a lot. They don't really have a running game to kind of control the clock, keep their defense off the field. It seems like every time they score, it's like 3-4 plays. Their defense is right back out there giving up points.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the rest of the division.
To give counterpoint, while Aaron and I had already pronounced them dead to a degree for the rest of the season, I think I'm pretty sure we brought this up last week or the week before too. They do have a favorable schedule to a degree because they're going to play a pretty good Chargers team, but they've lost some talent, but they're well coached and Harbaugh's got them playing. But the two hardest games that they have left is against the Steelers, the intra-division, because they're going to play a bad Cowboys team, a bad Titans team, a bad Browns team, and at least for me, an overrated Broncos team so far into the end of the season.
Overrated, huh?
I mean, they've been successful, but like this isn't supposed to be a team that should have won as many games to think. So I don't think it's that difficult of a game for the Bengals. So if they could... I think they would need to, they can only lose probably one more game. 10-7, I think, is probably the basement to make the playoffs in the AFC. Maybe.
Yeah, I agree. The game for them is the Chargers. They should beat the Chargers. I would take them over the Chargers, but I agree with Jason. Likely split with Pittsburgh. Losing against the Chargers would pit them at 8 losses, and 9-8 to get in the playoffs is a real tough task. 10 is the magic number.
It's possible, looking at the way
because if the Chargers beat them, then the Chargers are going to get that wild card spot from them.
Yeah,
the Chargers should beat the Titans this week to go to 6-3, and then if they beat them, go 7-3. The Bengals aren't overleaping them. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, basically. Tough stretch, man. And I'm pretty sure they'll probably split one of those with the Steelers. But yeah, tough loss for the Bengals. Big win for the Ravens. We'll see how the Steelers do this weekend. Let's go do some lines. We didn't get a chance to do any last week.
Man, and, skipped a week of Thursday lines, man.
And my nose is itching. So
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. They banned me from Thursday lines after I went 1-4 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, we had some people call and they said they wanted Jason to go back to Georgia. He was a lot better picking over there than he is in his own home.
100%. Picks were better in Georgia. The Bears were better when I was in Georgia. So
yeah, I saw your little Instagram post. You said you might move out there.
I mean, Bears are 3-0 when I spent some time in Georgia. They are 0-2 since I returned from Georgia.
Might as well, man. I'm surprised you didn't come back with a little Georgia swag.
Just nah.
Atlanta's QB.
Nah. I never left Chicago with a Chicago accent from what people say, so I don't think I can adapt to any Georgia swag.
You know what? I don't know too many people with actually a Chicago accent from Chicago. That's the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know the one, if you ever watch like The Fugitive and the cops that are The Fugitive, they give that thick Chicago accent inside there. Like you could hear it at that thing. But
yeah, I can picture it right now that you brought it up. Like I can hear it in my ear. Like, oh, I'm going to have to YouTube it just to get it back into me.
Really funny, man. All right, let's do some lines. We are back overseas in Munich with a much anticipated game, big time game here. Two powerhouses, two elite quarterbacks.
We always send London our best games, man.
Yeah, no.
This is Germany.
Yeah, it's me fire. They might start another World War III after this one. Giants, quote unquote, visiting Carolina. They're both 2-7. You know, I know we crossed the Giants off, but you know, they're still kind of competitive. They're so weird. I don't think their coach gets fired, by the way. That's just my take by the end of the year. But Giants are favored at 6.5, over under 40.5. We are going by MGM bet lines tonight. I know Young played a little bit better last week, looked like he had a little more confidence. And same thing with Daniel Jones. This is a pick 'em. I don't bet on overseas games. I think I already said this weeks ago. It's all on you two.
For me right now, I think this line started at -5 in the Giants, and now it's all the way up to 6.5. I'm taking the Panthers +6.5 right now. That's a lot of points to be given the Giants. Panthers were better last week. You know, came the comeback of the Saints. Bryce Young, did fairly well in his return to the starting role, but to me, that's a lot of points on, like you said, overseas games. Offense is generally harder to find. And for these two teams, offense is hard to find generally, no matter where you're playing the game. So I think it's a lower scoring game, and 6.5 is just a lot of points that I take the Panthers.
Yeah, I've seen the line Monday, 4.5, 5. Really like the Giants. Love the Giants at that number. At 6.5, I still like the Giants at 6.5. Giants got a good defense. Daniel Jones, Neighbors, I think they'll hook up. They'll have a good game. Bryce Young, back-to-back good games. I don't see it happening. They just traded another wide receiver away to the Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Adam Thielen's still out. Not a lot of weapons to go with. We know the Giants, they play hard. They just haven't been able to finish games. Gave Washington a run for their money last week. It scares me that the game's in Munich, but I like the Giants here, and I like them by double digits.
Why does that scare you?
Just like you mentioned, you know, travel, overseas games, going there, it takes time. But I really do like the Giants this week a lot.
Yeah, that would be what I would be leaning towards, typing up some stuff here. Next game, morning games. New England visits Jason's beloved Chicago Bears. Bears are favored by 6, over, under. Depending on where it is, I'm getting two numbers right here, 38.5 and 39.
I've seen 38.5.
Okay, let's go with that, 38.5.
Man, this is a lot of points to give the Bears for a team that can't play offense for the most part. The Bears win this game, but I don't have much confidence that they could cover the 6. I don't know what to
fucking
say.
Speechless.
I don't know what to say in this game.
Jason's speechless on the Bears, man. You got to highlight that. That's a first here on the pod. Bears, they give a. I'm not high on them coming into this game.
You're almost speechless on it.
I actually like them to cover just because I think the defense is going to show up. Drake May, they're going to get after them. And the Bears, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but they are undefeated at home this year.
They are. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, they're undefeated. They got that going for them. And the Patriots just don't really have any weapons offensively really to scare these guys. We know they're going to run the ball. Drake May's going to run. I see Drake May having a long day. I think he's going to fumble the ball 2-3 times, maybe offer just strip sacks. A couple turnovers are going to be the difference. Special teams. I like the Bears. I like them to cover here, too.
Man,
I'll reluctantly agree with Aaron on this one.
Yeah, this one's kind of tough. Caleb Williams has a show out this week. Kind of regressed the last two. The offenses look stagnant. They came out of the bye week. Bears still in hibernation, basically, and they looked asleep since that week. And Jason, your team needs this, but again, your Bears scare me, man, because I do like Drake May. I really like him as a quarterback. But that team sucks. Their coach sucks. I'm going to just go with the under. I'm going to go with the under here. I don't know. I'll be rooting for the Bears, but this is a stay away from me as well. But I'll take the under at 38.5. Next game, Buffalo visits Indiana. Indiana is a pretty gritty team. They got two guys on the defensive side that are leading the league in tackles and pressure, which is pretty impressive. Buffalo slight favorites, 3.5. Over under is 47.5.
To me, this is one of these games where it feels so obvious that something's wrong with it. I take the Bills in a heartbeat -4 right now. This is a much superior team than the Colts. The Colts are still trying to find themselves offensively on a week-to-week basis. The Bills, you know, had a tight game last week, but they went across country and blew out Seattle, took care of business against Tennessee the week before that. I think the Bills are like cooking on all cylinders right now, and I don't think the Colts are really in their league. But again, with that line, it feels like I'm going to be totally wrong in this, and they're going to keep it close. But to me, it just seems very obvious for the Bills -4.
I'm going the upset of the week. Colts beat the Bills. Colts looked terrible last week on the road against Minnesota. Tough defense. They threw Joe Flacco out there. You know, people are maybe saying, you know, how bad he looked. They got no spark to score, no offensive touchdowns. Buffalo's a bit banged up on defense. Keon Coleman out. Jonathan Taylor to have a big game against a weak Buffalo run defense. They'll control the clock. They'll be able to contain the outside wide receivers with possible Cooper and Coleman out. I like the Colts at home. I like them in the upset, +4.
This is a dangerous game, man. It's a dangerous game. Even that over-under. I think it's going to be under on this one. I think it's going to be kind of a wishy-washy on both sides. Fuck, man. I'll come back to this one.
Whenever Rum says he's going to come back to this one, we never talk about it again. In the recap, when he tells us we're wrong, he's like, yeah, I stayed away from this one. Privileges of the host.
I'm allowed to stay away. You guys are allowed to stay away from games. There's just certain games that are just like...
Well, I'll give you a pick on every game.
Yeah, what's the fun in that, man? Entertainment and purposes only here, you know?
I mean, you can basically, what we do is you can pick a side, and then you would say, I wouldn't bet that game, but this is what the side it would take. Or you would say, hey, if I was betting, for sure I'd be taking this side. I mean, you like the under, so what is the over-under again?
42,
41, 47.5.
Yeah.
It's huge to me. To me, that screams under to me. That's a big number.
It feels like a 24-21 type game. I would lean towards the under, too.
Indiana's defense is really actually pretty good. So I think they're going to show up, kind of make up for what they've had. And I think Buffalo can afford a loss. I'm always going to be rooting for Josh Allen. I like Indiana. If it was Richardson playing, it'll be different. But, you know, could care less.
Minor correction, they are the Indianapolis Colts. They don't represent the entire state of Indiana.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
they get a win on Sunday, they might.
We're not doing the Illinois Bears or the California 49ers.
All right. The Midwest representing here with Jason. I'll lean Buffalo, though. The number one quarterback in the league. I think you guys are done. Minnesota visits Jacksonville. The Vikings favored by 7 points, over under 44.5. Minnesota's looked kind of shaky the last 2 weeks, but they've managed to, you know, get away with a few victories. Who's playing quarterback for Jacksonville right now?
Trevor Lawrence.
He is banged up, so I think he is questionable.
I thought he might sit out for some reason.
Yeah, he might. The line jumped 2 points here in the last couple of days, so I think they are anticipating.
I thought it was 4.5.
Yeah, it was like 5 last, okay. And then it's up to 7. So I think they are anticipating Mac Jones possibly playing.
Oh, Mac Jones. What do you guys got?
Seems still like a lot of points to me. You got to go all the way back to their win versus Houston for the Vikings to have a bigger than a 7-point win at this point.
I think Jacksonville covers.
So, it feels like a Jacksonville cover at 7, even with Mac Jones playing.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, I love the Vikings at 4 or 5. They're going to bring so much pressure. Mac Jones can't run, similar to Joe Flacco can't run.
Really?
But Jacksonville's really banged up. You know, Christian Kirk out for the season. You know, Thomas Juniors, he's banged up. He'll play. Etienne, he's been banged up. It's a tough team to prepare for, that defense with the Vikings. But 7 points as a home dog, that's a lot. I would probably say take Jacksonville +7, but the Vikings are going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm just saying Jacksonville because they've been pretty competitive in every game. You know, they're 2-7, but they've been in a lot of these games.
2-7. I think 6 of the 7 losses have been by one score or less.
Yeah.
Only blowout was to Jason's Bears over there in London.
Oh, they got blown out by the Bills too, but.
Okay.
Oh.
But
yeah,
still.
We forgot about that doubleheader on Monday night.
I think that's when you're in Vegas, right? Aaron?
Maybe. Yeah. One of those weeks.
One of those. Next game. Denver visiting Kansas City Chiefs. The 8-0 Kansas City Chiefs. I just hate seeing their fucking record. I got 41.5 and 42. Which one do you guys want to go by? On the over-under.
42.
42. I typically go against the Chiefs every single week. I'm obviously 0-8 on that one for the year. But I don't really trust Denver to break that streak. This might be the first time I don't trust a team to actually pull the upset.
I think the Chiefs win the game, but +8 right now for Denver, the Chiefs offensively do just enough to get by every week. And I don't think this is any different this week if they win the game, but take the Broncos +8.
Yeah, Broncos +8 looks juicy. They looked terrible last week against Baltimore when they got blown out. Chiefs, offensively, like Jason said, nothing to be, you know, excited about. But, you know, the D-Hop, Pat Mahomes, that looked a little sweet, looked a little juicy on Monday. Looked like they were getting that connection going. Denver does have a top 5 defense coming in.
Defense.
It's a lot. I wouldn't take a side in this game, but the Chiefs will get to 9.
Great. That's great news. It's really good news. Atlanta visiting New Orleans Saints. Atlanta favored by 3.5. And I have the over-under 46.5.
What's your pick, man?
I got Atlanta. There's no way in hell Saints are doing anything. Actually, what is the record when a coach gets fired and like an interim takes over for? It's really pretty good, right? I just don't see it with the Saints. Who's taking over, the special teams coach?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Solid guys.
I do know what interim coaches are 0-1 in their debuts this year. I do know that.
Oh, fuck me.
I'd go with the Falcons too. I think it feels like an easy win, even at -4.
Yeah.
It feels like an easy win. These teams played, you know, back in week 5. It was a 26-24 Falcons win. Drake London, that worries me. He may not play. Olave's obviously out for the Saints. But like you said, a coach got fired, home game. I'll take the Saints to cover 3.5. They lose this game by less than 3 or less.
Really?
Yeah. I would. I wouldn't bet it, but I'll side with that. They'll come out inspired football. It's a new coach, new motivation.
Man, Derek Carr's been getting hammered by the public over there.
I think he steps up.
You think he steps up? Do you think he puts another receiver in the hospital?
Maybe. You never know, man.
You never know. Man, this is going to be a good game, I think. San Francisco visiting Tampa Bay Bucks. Bucks definitely better than what their record shows. They've lost some pretty tough games. I feel bad for them, but puncher's chance, almost pulled off the upset last week. Baker played really good in that Chiefs game. San Francisco favored by 6. And I got the over under 50 and a half. I got 6 and 6.5.
I see 6.5.
Okay, let's go with that.
See, it opened at 6 and went up to 6.5.
Yeah, because MGM is posting two different numbers for each one.
Well, MGM probably posted, they post an open line and what the current line is likely.
They're doing it for each team. So 6 favorite for San Francisco, and then but like plus 6.5 for Tampa Bay. Interesting, dude. These are these are must wins for both these teams. Christian McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey. Oh fuck, dude. How did I say that word?
CMC, bro. Just CMC. CMC, man.
CMC comes back. This is like the second half push that at least I envision for the San Francisco 49ers. Tampa Bay needs a fucking win, though. It's a pretty decent team, and they've been playing pretty good, but their defense is atrocious, and I don't know if Baker has one of these turnover games or not. San Francisco's defense has – how are they this year? Like, there's talent, but they haven't been, like, lights out by any means.
They've been all right.
No,
they've been all right.
I mean
– not with this coordinator. Yeah, of the week? There's some good games. This might be, like, the first really good game up here.
6.5 is a big line for it to be a game of the week, but I mean, it's
not the game of the week. We're going to get to the game of the week here pretty soon, Rome. I think it's probably your next game or two you're going to announce.
Oh man, yeah, I'm looking at that.
It's a tough line for me. I think San Francisco wins this game. I'd probably stay away from it because Tampa Bay can just put up points. Baker's going to be up and down the field. It can go either way. So I'd stay away from it, but if I had to choose, I would choose San Francisco minus 6.5. I think you'll get some new explosiveness with McCaffrey back.
Yeah, CMC, McCaffrey's back. Jennings is back, coming off a bye week. I like the 49ers. I like them big here. Tampa blew their wad on Monday night. They gave it their all. They came up short week. 49ers off a bye. Last year, the 49ers came off a bye, went into Jacksonville, won by 30 points. Similar fashion here, double-digit win for the 49ers. Too many weapons on offense. That defense will be rested. Good game plan. Baker, 2 or 3 turnovers. Just not enough players to keep up with the 49ers. 49ers win this game. I'll go 31-17.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to lean 49ers, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay puts up a fight and steals this at home. They really need it. Not going to like this next game, man. I'm going to be stressing this Sunday. Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the Washington Redskins.
Commanders. It's Commanders.
Commanders.
I like Redskins too, but
I like the Redskins. Do you guys know the history about the Redskins? About the name? I don't remember. I'm not really prepared for it. I'll come back next time, though. But it's actually like a really good story of why they were called the Redskins. But then people got offended. But then the tribe that it was named after, they're offended that they took it away because now it's taken away like notoriety and like respect for that tribe in that area. It's just all fucking full of shit. You know, how come we don't cancel the jets? They don't fly. They're crashing every year. But what do I know? Pittsburgh, Washington. I'm not going against my fucking team, but I'm really nervous. Washington's favored by 2.5, over under 45. I got 2.5 on FanDuel and 3 on MGM bet. So we'll go with the 2.5.
2.5. I think you should be nervous. Commanders minus 2.5. Book it.
I've been going back and forth on this game. Steelers coming off a bye. Now this is Russell Wilson's first game on the road as the quarterback. It feels like the Commanders should win.
No, weren't they in New York? The Giants?
Who?
No.
No, that was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it was?
He had the Jets and the Giants back-to-back home games.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, I think we should kind of talk about like the NFL trade deadline. It was this past Tuesday. They both got some pretty big pickups for some really good value. Pittsburgh added another weapon and wide receiver.
I don't know how much Mike Williams got left. Aaron Rodgers basically giving him away for free.
Yeah. I'm not going to trust anything that Aaron Rodgers says.
In fact, he paid for the private jet to get him out of there.
I think Aaron Rodgers is still tripping out on his ayahuasca. I think he's fucking stuck in the darkness, man.
Hey, well, when you get to that game, I'll give you a winner for that game. I'm going to take the Steelers to win this one, man. I'm not confident in it, but Tomlin and those guys, I think they'll find a way. They got to play smart against Jaden Daniels. Lamar Jackson, they play him twice a year, bring those same principles. Lamar's Ravens have more weapons than Washington, and they got a better defense than Washington, too. Steelers find a way to win this game as long as Russell Wilson doesn't blow it.
Yeah, we're due for Russell Wilson blow game. That came off totally wrong.
Was this the game of the week, Aaron?
I think it's got to be the game of the week. You got what, 6-2 versus 7-2?
Yeah, yep. These are contenders here.
Possible Super Bowl preview right here, man.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't fucking jinx it, man. I already jinxed the Bengals today. We're not jinxing any more teams today. I'm cutting it off. Let's go to the afternoon games. Tennessee visits the Los Angeles. San Diego Superchargers. They should have stayed at San Diego. Chargers favored by 7 points. I got right here. Over under 39. You guys got the same thing? I got 30.5 and 39.
See, 38.5. -7 on the Chargers. Feels like a lot of points, but I'm going to take the Chargers.
Agree. Looks like a lot of points, but number one defense in the NFL, scoring defense, Chargers. Offense seems to be playing better. Titans can't really do much, barely squeaked out a win. Don't be surprised if it's like a push, like a 2013 final, yeah, man, honestly. But
this feels like a weird push, man.
I would lean Chargers -7, but Chargers for sure don't get this win.
Chargers like to lay these eggs on afternoon games randomly.
That's the old Chargers, man. This is a new team.
This is a new team?
New team, man.
This is Jim Harbaugh, coach, man. We grind
it
out.
There's no laying eggs, dude.
Okay.
They're down at halftime. You know, Harbaugh's got them doing push-ups to get the blood flowing again, dude. And there ain't no messing around here.
Drinking milk. Ever like
the, right out of the jug.
I remember he did a press conference talking about milk. I'm like, dude.
Milk with a steak that he just ran a flashlight over the top of it.
Yeah. I'm like, who drinks milk?
I drink milk, dude.
I know. That's why I said it. That's why I said it, Darren. That was a subtle stab at you.
A gallon a week.
A gallon a week?
Wow.
I'd be shitting my fucking brains out if I drank a gallon a week. I just had I put some sour cream on my like tacos that I made today, like some grilled chicken tacos. I got 5 candles on right now. I'm stinking up the fucking place. Windows are cold. I'm fucking freezing my ass off right now. My nipples are hard. It's rough. Just got some fucking sour cream. A gallon a fucking week.
I love me some sour cream with a glass of milk.
Jesus Christ. You fat what? Fuck.
Just has a giant gallon of ice cream right after that.
Summertime, maybe. Right now, it's a little cool out for some ice cream.
This guy hits up like the BBW. It's like, hey, made myself some sour cream. Let's go.
All right, next game. Let's go. Chargers -7.
No comment, huh? Fucking Aaron. No comment from Aaron. Must be true. Philly. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Philly Cowboys. Let's go.
No, I skipped the team.
That's what's next on my list.
Oh, New York Jets, Arizona. Jets, sly favorites. 1.5 I got right here. 46.5 over under.
I like the Jets in this game. Got to see Arizona in person last week. They looked pretty good, but what a relief from that. But I think the Jets, you know, should finally have something clicking here with Rodgers, you know, offensively. Prior to their game against the Bears, the Cardinals were kind of a bottom pass rush in the league right now. And if they can't get to Rodgers in this game, it could be a pretty long day for them. I like the Jets.
Yeah, I like the Jets too. Coming off that, you know, 10 days rest, Cardinals, you know, took it to Jason's Bears. But Breece Hall has a big game. I think Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams will have a nice game. And I like the Jets here. Cover 1.5. It was a pick 'em, so the wise guys have jumped on this line early to get it to 1.5.
Yeah. I'm going to lean on the under on this one. This is kind of like a this is a weird pick 'em, as you said. Arizona makes me nervous, man. Like, what team is going to show up? What version of if I always call him Kevin Murphy, Kyler Murray. This is a stay away from me. I don't like this line. I don't like this game at all. It's going to be ugly. But I'll take the under, though, 46.5. That's easy, I think.
One of the closest lines of the day, which basically a pick-em. I don't like this line.
It's not even the line. I don't even like either team. But Jets have to win. We already know that. I think we crossed them off like 3 weeks ago. And
it's a big game for both teams. Jets have to win. And Arizona's the divisional leader right now in the NFC West. So
yeah. Yeah. All right. Philly, 7-point favorites against Dallas. I got 7 and 7.5. And then over under at 43 and 43.5. Let me know what lines you guys want to end up with.
I see -7. I think the Eagles roll -7. You know, you're going to have a backup quarterback in there for the Cowboys, for a team that already wasn't great, doesn't really have a running game. Easy win for the Eagles.
Yeah, this looks like an easy win for the Eagles. You know, CeeDee Lamb's banged up. I do see Parsons coming back, but he'll probably be on a snap count.
Who?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dallas struggles against the run. Philly's really, really dedicated themselves to the run game. It looks like A.J. Brown's going to be ready to go. You know, they got Hurts going to have his full complementary weapons there. I like the Eagles to cover 7 here, too. There's no reason they shouldn't beat Dallas by double figures.
Yeah, Cooper Rush did fucking tear it up, though, a couple years ago. He was solid, and people were calling for him to stay as the starter before Dak came back. So I'm kind of curious to see how he plays. I'm leaning Philly. I don't know if they cover, though. I think it might be like a little closer than 7. I'm going to say over the 43.5. I think Philly probably gets like 35 points by themselves, and Dallas kind of gets like 2 touchdowns and a field goal to kind of push it over. Sunday night, Detroit Lions, the best team in the NFL, in my opinion, goes against the Houston. I was going to say Houston Rockets. Detroit's slight favorites, 3.5. I got 48.5 and 49 for the over. This is going to be a tough game. There's a couple guys out, though, on Houston, right?
Yeah, I mean, Nico Collins isn't going to play. I like the Lions. The Lions are going to roll Houston here. I mean, Houston's not enough weapons on offense to keep up. Detroit's rolling. They'll roll here. Indoor, not outdoor game. No weather to be an issue. Lions, big win. Double digits here against Houston.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Aaron. I mean, since that New England game for the Texans, even though they won 2 weeks ago against Indy, the Texans really haven't really been clicking on all cylinders. The Lions have been the absolute opposite. Rome, I think you said their best team in the NFL because you just dismissed the undefeated Chiefs. But, you know, the Lions are just rolling offensively overall. You know, this is a team, you know, that should be NFC championship game. Aaron, did you pick them? No, you had the Packers, didn't you?
Yeah, Packers come out of the NFC.
For your NFC. But regardless, you know, continue to be, you know, best division in football. They're leading the way. Lions win this one.
Nice. We have another. Do we have a doubleheader Sunday night? No, this is Monday. Okay, sorry. All right, Monday Night Football, Miami visiting the Rams. LA's going to be busy this weekend, hosting 2 games back to back in the same stadium, huh? That'll be fun. I got the Rams slight favorites by 1 point, but it's 1.5 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be a high scoring game. If it's, you know, -1, I would have said easily the Dolphins once Tua kind of came back that they got to win these games, and the Rams were kind of left for dead with all their injuries a couple weeks ago. But I'm just really not feeling what the Dolphins are putting out here on a week to week basis. And I think McVay has got something for him, and I take the Rams in this one.
Yeah, Dolphins, two games back, 2 tough losses against the Cardinals and Bills. Rams at home, They've got their full weapons back. Defense plays with a little more energy and is playing better. I don't trust Miami's defense at all. I'm taking the Rams here as well.
We talked about a few weeks back, like one of these 3-5 teams are going to start turning around. You know, is that the Jets? Is that the Bengals? Is that the Rams? We did talk about the Rams, how they might be like a dark horse to kind of make some noise. They got some offensive weapons coming back. I think now that the trade deadline's passed, all that chatter's subsided. They're making some moves, man. They're cutting off some impressive wins. They barely missed on the pack a few weeks ago. Owned the Vikings, took care of the Seahawks, Dolphins, probably like one of the weaker opponents that they're going to face in the last few weeks besides the Raiders. They run away with the win here. Yeah. Should be fun. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and do Aaron's college football games of the week. All right, we're back for Aaron's college football games of the week, but he sent a picture on his yellow notepad and half is covered in shadows. Nice job, dude. Couldn't like get like the sun covering the whole thing so we can actually read it.
Just a little more texture or like, you know, texture. Texture is maybe the wrong word, you know, just going for, you know, it's an artsy type of thing, you know.
It is. You're right. I'm sorry.
You know, the shadows are coming in.
Blame it on the new daylight savings time if you don't like it, you know. Shadows coming through.
Week 11. Is it week 11?
Week 11, man.
For college, yeah.
What? All right, college football lines. By the way, I'm only putting 10 of these teams on the graphics for IGNX. I'm not. It takes me a long time to like format it, you know.
Whatever you got to do, man.
I do find it weird that Aaron is so judgy of you, you know, doing like a top 8 NFL power rankings, but you know, he's just out here.
Bust out 20 games a week. Yeah.
It's games to keep an eye on, man. Games to keep an eye on, man.
You're right, Jason. Dude, that's a good point. Thank you.
Great point. Games to keep an eye on where Aaron may or may not watch the game.
I just heard that recording again. He's like, well, I actually didn't watch the game. It's on your fucking list, dude. You better fucking watch the game.
About 95% of these games on this list do get watched at some point.
Fucking hilarious.
Sometimes it's kind of tough because, you know, one game's on Peacock and I'm already streaming two other games. So I don't want to, you know, change networks.
That's fair.
It is about 95% I'm on.
It is the modern problem though in streaming services though. You can't do the easy flip between games, man. You can't just get that remote out and just click. I got to get out of an app and move to another app. And then
you're missing action in the game you're already watching.
Even if I'm on YouTube TV, which I'm a big fan of, by the way, but even the click between channels isn't even in quick. You know, it's like, oh, it's a loading piece to go in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. You really can't gamble in time for that.
Well, it really sucks if you got friends that don't have streaming because then they're like 10 seconds ahead and they're texting out something that happened and it's like, oh, that was a nightmare during the World Series.
All right, so every football game, if there's Wisconsin playing, any New York team, I can hear Aces cheering 10 seconds before the play happens in my house. I'm like, fuck, dude. Well, now I know they scored a touchdown.
And Wisconsin?
Aces is a Wisconsin bar. That's why I always comment. I always watch a lot of games. Yeah, it's Wisconsin. It's a New York bar, but the guy went to Wisconsin for college, I think. I don't know. It's big Mets, Rangers, Yankees. That's where they didn't like me when I was cheering when they won Game 5. Tried charging me double. The bartender tried hitting me with the black dildo. The shit was fucking huge. It was crazy. Crazy broad, dude. I haven't been there since.
Fucking like, where's Rome hanging out? I don't know, watch these baseball games, man. Jeez.
Well, literally Aces is just walk out the door, man. I mean, you fall on your face, you're right at Aces.
So they're clear. They got like right nice there. Cold beers.
I like Aces. Some cold beers in the city.
Moderately priced shots, you know. You can get pretty fucked up.
Apparently, if you're not wearing a Dodgers hat, it's double.
Yeah, no. Even the owner I saw him the other day, he didn't say hi to me, so I'll just let time pass. That's my fault for talking shit.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah. He's, he's just got to be consoled with the 26 World Series titles by the Yankees or whatever it is.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself. All right, back to the caller's lines. Aaron. So, by the way, dude, I just want to say thank you for having UCLA on here because they've been playing lights out lately. And I've even heard other podcasts, other credible college football guys impressed with how UCLA is playing. But I think everyone's in agreement that, that's not going to happen this week. So you got Iowa minus 6, 44.5.
Friday night special, Friday night upset. I like UCLA to beat Iowa.
Whoa. Okay. Why is that?
I like the way they're playing. They're at home. Momentum's good. Iowa's not that great of a football team. UCLA's got more offense than them. That'll be the difference in this one. UCLA wins by a field goal late.
Dude, I'm really proud of how UCLA's playing, man. They were saying how they had the toughest schedule to start off the season. And new coach, no experience, all that stuff. And they got their ass kicked. They obviously looked like shit, but I'm really proud of them. Who would have known? Going to a tougher conference to make them tougher.
You know what? I want to say an underreported storyline of this college football season. Iowa really scored some points this year.
Compared to what they've done in the past, yes.
I mean, generally, man, it was story of the week where Hammond and under of like 23.5 or something for some game or thing.
I want to say they honestly had over and unders last year anywhere between 30 and 33.5.
Jesus.
And yeah, I want to say twice this year they've scored 30 plus points at least.
I was looking it up right now. They've scored 43 times.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
So.
All right, so UCLA in the upset.
I like UCLA, though, in this upset, yes.
Florida plus 21.5 against the number 5-ranked team, Texas 47, which we can talk about the playoff rankings a little later.
All those
later
rankings
on.
Are playoff rankings, by the way. So that's their playoff ranking coming in, 5.
Did you guys like the rankings? Like, nothing really changed from the AP, except they, I think they left Vanderbilt off, completely off the 20-ranked teams, which is kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, if you get down later down the list, you're going to see Vanderbilt versus South Carolina. I don't know how either one of those teams is not ranked, if not both. But Florida plus 21.5. They're down to their third string quarterback. They've been playing a lot better. Florida should cover this game. Texas, you know, Ewers, he's not been playing great. I think you're going to see Archie Manning in this one. Florida's going to get after him defensively. They're going to need to get a mobile quarterback in there. Archie Manning is going to make an appearance in this ballgame for Texas. Maybe bail him out again.
By the way, some people are saying Texas is actually better than what their ranking is. A lot of people got them in top three. I think you guys are the only downers on Texas. But
Call me. I'll set them straight.
Yeah. Iowa State, number 17. Jason's shaking his head. That's a cool hat, by the way.
Nice.
Minus 3 against Kansas. Over under 50.
Big game for Iowa State coming off that loss this past weekend. Kansas can upset them here again. This can be back-to-back losses for Iowa State. You can put them to bed of getting to the title conference game in the Big 12. Their season's going down the tubes. I like Kansas as an upset here over Iowa State.
I don't think Kansas is that good. All right, what is that?
We got Miami against Georgia Tech here.
Oh my God. Come on. I was thinking like, okay, it's 4, so it has to be Miami, but it says Okay. That's the M. That's your M. Do you have any other M's on this list? That's standing out on its own.
It's not about the M. It's that he spelled Miami M-I-A-M-I-A.
Yes. I'm like, what?
I probably paused myself there and was probably throwing it twice. But yeah, Georgia Tech.
M-I-A-M-I-A.
And I think Miami might be M-I-A in this game. Georgia Tech. Possible upset over Miami.
Okay.
If Georgia Tech's quarterback's back, I like Georgia Tech maybe to pull an upset here. Keep an eye on this. Miami's on upset watch this week.
I've been waiting for the Mario Cristobal, you know, ill-timed coaching decision of the year so far. This could be the week, maybe, Aaron said.
This could be the week, yes.
It could easily be lost right now, so yeah.
Keep an eye on this game.
BYU, a lot of people are saying they're hella underranked. Hella. I never say hella. Too much time.
That's what I used to use back in the day.
Yeah, man, we're going early 2000s right now.
That's what people use up here. BYU, -3 against Utah, 40.5.
We've been riding BYU all year. Again, they're underrated in this line. Again, -3. They should beat Utah by at least 7+
points.
No
respect.
No respect, man. No respect. Give me BYU -3 all day over Utah. In-state battle here.
Colorado, +20. -4 against Texas Tech. The Red Raiders.
Another upset. This could be upset week and Saturday for you. I like Texas Tech to beat Colorado.
Oh, dude, I would fucking love that.
Kind of crazy. We talked a lot about Colorado earlier in the year on the negative trend, but you know, last year all the hype and this team, well, they win 3 games last year.
3 or 4, yeah.
3 or 4. They've already won 6 games this year. Ranked this late in the season. Feels like Colorado's had no hype the last month or so. Well, they've kind of been on this little bit of a run. I mean, Aaron say maybe it's going to all come crashing down this week. But, I mean, props to Dion and everything over there because, I mean, a lot of haters in there. Maybe we are some of them earlier in the year. But, you know, they got this team working together and, you know, became bowl eligible already.
Bowl eligible, and they still got a chance to get to the Big 12 title game and possible college football playoff. I like the way Texas Tech's playing. They just beat, what was it, Iowa State last week. Lost a tough game the week before when their quarterback got hurt. Freshman came in. They lost to TCU. A lot of points here. Tech covers. I think Texas Tech wins outright. They're going to beat Colorado.
They did play Iowa State really tough. That was an ugly game. Georgia, +3. I think they're overhyped, overranked. 2.5. Favorites against +16, Mississippi.
I don't believe they're overranked or overhyped, but they're going to lose on Saturday. I like Ole Miss, Mississippi, and Lane Kiffin. They get them. Get in the Mississippi. We'll get into the playoff. A win here helps them get that way. Mississippi.
Interesting. South Carolina, -4.5 against Vanderbilt. Having a great year. Diego Pavia.
Big game. Vanderbilt getting 4.5. They've been a covering machine. They've covered every game going back since they upset Alabama. They won't cover this one, though. I like South Carolina to win. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a dogfight. But South Carolina's got a little more players. That quarterback's tough to bring down. Defense is strong. They'll beat Vanderbilt by 7 or more. Give me South Carolina -4.5.
Too much cock for the Commodores to handle, huh?
Too much, man.
Michigan, +14 against #8, Indiana.
Of course, this game's on this list. Michigan will lose again. They'll get the 5-5. And will they become bowl eligible? We'll find out. But this Indiana will stay undefeated as they get prepared for a showdown with Ohio State coming up here pretty soon.
I feel this is on the list just so Aaron gets the narrative of his calling of a 6-win Michigan season.
Yeah. That is correct, Jason. You are correct.
I'm going to go with an upset special on this one. I think Michigan wins. It's just a feeling. This is like the most irrational feeling I have all year. Florida State. Why are they even on here? +26 against Notre Dame.
Don't insult Jason's team.
Yeah, what are you talking about? And this is the big matchup between me and Aaron, man. This is our team's facing off. That's true. You know? Right, Battle of the ahead. Titans.
Battle yeah, of the Titans. This is the college football bet of the year, if there was a bet of the year. Give me Notre Dame -26. They're going to blow out Florida State. They're going to blow them out. They're going to blow them out. They're going to drop. They're going to beat them by 40 points, dude. 40 points. Take the over. Over in Notre Dame. Parlay of the year. Bet of the year. Notre Dame -26, dude.
Man, he shocked me on that one because
Jesus Christ.
Was it Monday or yesterday's NBA preview pod? We brought up Notre Dame at some point and he said there was a special upset coming or yada yada yada. I'm like, man, is he telling me Florida State's gonna beat Notre Dame? This is what he's gonna say, but telling me they're gonna blow him out by 40 points. Okay, you got me on that one. Wow.
I'm not drinking what Rome's drinking with Michigan. I'm drinking the good stuff, man, over here. Give me Notre Dame. They'll cover this in the first half. They're going to blow out Florida State. In fact, this might be one game of the 5% of the games I don't watch, this might be it, actually. I don't know if I'm going to throw that one on.
Well, I'll be watching.
I'll probably watch a little bit of it, too. I'm kind of curious to see how bad this game is. 23 Clemson, overhyped Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Clemson coming off a bad loss. They need to win to keep things going.
Similar
to Iowa State losing at home. I said it's going to be a big weekend of upsets. I like Virginia Tech to upset Clemson here. Clemson, they'll be done. They'll be out of the ACC race. You're looking at Miami. You're looking at SMU as one of those two teams playing it out, looking like for the battle of the ACC to get that automatic playoff berth.
You usually only call like one or two upsets a week. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 upsets on
a lot
this
of upsets,
list.
Man. A lot of upsets this weekend, man. I feel a lot of upsets. And Rome, Michigan is not one of them. They're not even close on that radar list.
Yeah, Indiana's pretty good this year. I think they're underranked as well. I think they're a top 5 team.
We're going to see. Like I said, I don't know. Jason may know. It's either next week or the following week they got at Ohio State.
I think they beat Ohio State.
Who's that?
Indiana.
I think it's in 2 weeks.
I'm not really sold on Ohio State. They haven't really played anybody. Played one of the weaker schedules so far.
Got lucky. Well, we'll look at that game when it gets here. But
yeah, we'll look at it. Cool. And then your last game.
No, it is next week.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Big noon. It'll be big noon kickoff at 9 a.m. would be my guess.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Next week.
Number 11. Against LSU. It's a hell of a game.
Yeah, it is a hell of a game.
Game of the
week? Going back and forth. I don't like Alabama's defense. LSU could score, but can they stop Jalen Milroe?
The only person that can stop Milroe is himself. And he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, he is pretty good. Feels like Alabama should win this game.
At LSU?
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU, I mean, a lot of people, of all the upsets I've given, I don't think this is one of them. I like Alabama to win here.
I don't even think it would be an upset. They're both ranked.
Bama's 11, LSU's 15.
Bama is favored by 3 on the road. So
yeah. Bama's had, I don't want to say one of the great years, obviously, with the 2 losses they've had so far, but your guy Mike Norvell, Aaron, bringing Florida State back into this.
Bring him back.
Rumored that he turned down the Bama job to go back to Florida State. And he goes back to a 1-8 team. Man, I don't know of a bigger change of fates in college football history of not taking the Bama job, going back to a team that was undefeated last year, and then wind up 1-8.
Yeah, the difference, you know, going back to Florida State, he's going to have a job next year at Florida State. 1-8 at Alabama, he'd be shown the door already.
Right away.
And you don't want to follow, we've talked about it, Jason's mentioned a lot, you don't want to follow a legendary coach. Plus, Florida State basically upped his pay to the same that Alabama was going to pay him. You don't want to jump into the SEC. Florida State, yeah, they're 1-8. They'll be 1-9. They'll go to 2-9 and finish the year 2-10. Mark it down, guarantee it. Florida State finish the year 2-10. And they'll be back next year as a top 25 team. You can put that down, too, as a guarantee.
We will put it down. I will bookmark it and have it as a clip for next week, next year. Awesome, man. That's pretty solid. I really like it.
Recap upsets. So I got UCLA. I've got Kansas. I've got Texas Tech, Mississippi, Virginia Tech.
And you also
keep an eye on Georgia Tech against Miami. That's an upset alert.
I kind of like that, actually.
But it all depends if Georgia Tech's got their main quarterback back. I haven't looked to see if he's going to play. Without him, I don't like it. If he's back, Georgia Tech's a live dog on Saturday.
What did you guys think of the initial playoff rankings that came out this past Tuesday? Agree with it? Disagree with it?
I don't think there's anything really to disagree with about it.
Too early?
I don't think it's too early. We're, what, 3/4 of the season done?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no surprises. It's all, you know, Bama's the only 2-loss team. You know, I've been calling, you know, Boise State was one of the few things this season I've gotten right so far you know, and they're kind of sitting in that 12 seed right now. Notre Dame, tough loss in Northern Illinois, but have gone undefeated, sitting in that 10. BYU, I think, has been, you know, the big surprise we already mentioned before, and them being in the number 9 slot. But just, you know, there's going to be a lot of these conference title games and things like that that are really going to complicate things. And that's really what I'm kind of looking forward to, because, you know, you're going to have, I mean, let's talk about like SMU versus Miami right now. Let's say that's the ACC title game. You'd have a undefeated Miami team versus a one-loss SMU team. SMU wins the ACC, so they get the automatic berth. Okay, are you keeping out a one-loss Miami team that lost in the title game? And if you don't keep them out, okay, who else are you kicking out? So I think the conference title games are going to be the thing that throws the playoff into some fluxes, because, you know, there's been those, I mean, you would have looked at last year, that Georgia losing in the SEC championship game to Alabama, and then they get knocked out of the Final Four. Now you got the thing where it's like, hey, are these people still in the playoff? But where's, you know, is there a person outside looking in because of it? And then there's a team potentially out there. There, you know, there's scenarios in which, you know, Indiana would be the perfect example. They lose to Ohio State. They're not in the Big Ten championship game. They're a one-loss team. Let's say it's Oregon, Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. Ohio State wins the Big Ten, and then everyone's a one-loss team. Indiana didn't have to play the Big Ten title game. Do you keep them out, or do they go in? But they weren't in the conference title game. So there's some weird scenarios to me that of how those conference title games could work that I'm going to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason brings up a good point. I mean, you got this week, Alabama 11 versus 15 LSU. The loser's done. The loser of this game has 3 losses. They're out of the playoff. It's a playoff elimination game this week, those teams. He mentioned Indiana. Indiana has to show out good against Ohio State, because basically, if they don't get to the conference championship, like Jason said, it'd be Ohio State, Oregon. You're comparing now Indiana to Penn State. We got Penn State versus Ohio State. We saw the tape. We saw the game. If Indiana balls out and plays good on the road, I would pit them in over Penn State. The committee will be looking at that. Their schedule may not be as hard, as difficult as Penn State, but they've been blowing people out. They play well at Ohio State. Keep it close. Keep it interesting. I'd give them the nod over Penn State. So that's their things to look forward to, even if they don't get to a conference championship game. And SMU has 1 loss this year. It was a Friday night. Guess who? An undefeated BYU. They beat Miami, and Miami's kind of one of those one-loss teams. Do you pin them in over Penn State? Do you pin them in over an Indiana? Miami's played zero top 25 teams, and the only one they could play could potentially beat them. ACC is getting one team in. I've been saying it all year. It's either going to be likely Miami or SMU. So we'll see what happens.
It'd be kind of cool if SMU made it in. Anything else?
On the college football front, I don't got F1 to talk about this week, but NASCAR, throwing that out there, you got the final out in Phoenix, the Final Four for NASCAR, coming down to Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, and William Byron for the NASCAR championship. So,
dude, I feel like must-see racing this weekend. This year. I totally missed the whole season.
Well, you can tune in this weekend and catch the final.
Sounds like Jason should have just stayed out there in Arizona. NASCAR there. Oh. The Jets showing up, another Cardinals football game. A lot going on out there in Arizona, man.
Could have been, but Arizona beat me up pretty bad last week, so I don't know if I could spend another week there.
Yeah. He was late jumping on the pod that Monday.
It was rough, guys.
Devastated. Yeah. Dude, I was going to talk about something really funny about the Bears, but
I will say, you know, numerous complaints that made me talk about the Bears too much. Some stuff going around today as Chicago media was that the rumors on the Eberflus contract is actually 1 year longer than expected. And there's some reporting around people who are close to Ryan Poles saying that regardless of what happens this year, Eberflus keeps his job. And then you had Adam Schefter on Get Up this morning saying Ben Johnson potentially doesn't want the Bears job, which is the candidate that me and many other Bears fans want. So it's a lot of drama going on in Chicago right now that are not making people happy. So I didn't want to talk about this Patriots game earlier this week, but there's a lot on the line there.
A lot on the line. I think Ben Johnson stays with the Lions.
Ben Johnson's a unique story because he was pretty selective last year. I think Washington had a lot of interest in him, and he turned them.
Was he flying out, and then he canceled mid-flight?
Yeah, and so I think this is one of those things where, hey, like, because generally, hey, there's 32 of these jobs, and these guys will jump at the chance to take any of them. Where this guy's pretty confident, hey, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to choose the organization in my situation and make sure I am successful. If not, I can fall back, and I'm basically pretty much co-ish head coach of this team right now from a Lions perspective. You know, I think Dan Campbell's done a great job at the leadership aspect to put a team out there, but I think Ben Johnson's got a lot of credit for, you know, resurging Jared Goff and putting, you know, getting this offense on the map. But it's an interesting situation because you don't get a lot of these guys that are this kind of picky and choosy over which head coaching job they're going to go get.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the same. He's been real picky and choosy, but I've heard the amount of money he's demanding is kind of, you know, throwing some people off, given that he's never coached as a head coach in the NFL.
What, 8 mil?
I've heard he's up wanted anywhere close at 16 million. Harbaugh type money up there.
What?
Yeah, so he's going to take a gig. I don't know if it's going to be Chicago. I think he's going to end up in one of the New York teams, either the Jets or Giants. That's where he'll end up. He'll get the 12 to 14 million he's looking for. So expect the Jets, Woody Johnson, to write him a blank check. That's what I'm hearing.
I got nothing. I'm just dead tired now. I do want to say, though, before we go, that my Red Wings destroyed Jason's Blackhawks yesterday, 4-1. Scored 2 goals in the final period. It was really fun to watch. That's all. Rough start of the season. I thought they were going to be better. We're only 6-5-1. But I still hope the ascension back to the top of the NHL is underway. We'll see how it goes.
Big game from Dylan Larkin last night.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't catch any games tonight, though. Totally fucking missed out. All right. That do it, then. We'll be back on Monday. I'll reveal a new Power 8 rankings on
Instagram. What's your
Instagram.
Power 8 this week? I didn't even hear them, dude.
Sure,
do you even have them? Do you even have the list ready?
I don't have it up right now, no.
Okay.
He took a week off from the Power 8. You know, it'll be more anticipation for next week.
His brain's taking a little time to go from 5 to 8. All right, I'll give him a bye week on it.
I think he did 8 2 weeks ago.
I don't remember.
I think I talked about the 8 from last week.
Yeah.
Because we're going
to
week 9,
five,
right?
And then Jason said if you had to throw a 6, 7, and 8 team in there, you threw some teams out. Because
we're going to week 9, right, NFL?
Week 10.
Week 10? So I didn't even do a week. Oh, I have to do a week 9 now. Yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're taking a bye week. This is your bye week, mid-season bye week for you.
Hey, just a little maintenance week, you know. Just needs a bye. You recalibrate, you know, get some observations going on in the weekend, watch some more game tape. Listen to those sources from Aaron Sofa.
I think it was a bad mistake actually going to 8 because it's pretty tough to to narrow down to 8, man. Because they're all really good teams. 5, even 5's tough, but 8 actually made it harder. I was like, shit.
I tried to make it easy on you, and you just wanted to make it more difficult. Yeah.
Next time, I'm just pick 10 games after college football.
How many games?
Just pick 10 games next time.
I threw some games that shouldn't have been in there, but, you know, I wanted to throw Florida State and Notre Dame in there because, you know,
fair,
touchdown fair. Jesus will be there, but he will not be wearing garnet and gold. I can tell you that on Saturday.
Nice.
50-10 Notre Dame over Florida State. That's my prediction.
Have a good weekend. We'll catch everybody on the pod Monday night. Well, we'll be recording Monday night. We will catch you Tuesday morning as it gets released with new power rankings and all that good stuff. This is Rome, Aaron, Jason. Peace out.